This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
As we've talked about Pennsylvania, and Biden and President Trump have been in Pennsylvania over the last week, there's a battle ahead for blue-collar voters. Power the Future is an energy advocacy organization with a mission of offering truth, facts, and research that will enrich the national conversation on energy. Daniel Turner, let me ask you the question. When you look at Pennsylvania being battleground, ground zero for Pennsylvania, what is the number one issue you think that could either help Trump or stop Joe Biden?
Jobs in the economy, without a doubt. I mean, this is what most people across the nation care about, but especially in Pennsylvania, which has a really big mix of white-collar jobs in the urban centers, but there's an awful lot of coal jobs, there's an awful lot of manufacturing jobs, and that's how people are going to vote.
Yeah, the coal jobs in particular, you know, the previous administration, as you've written about, Daniel, there was a war on coal, and under the Trump administration, coal seems to be making a big comeback.
Without a doubt, and I argue this point all the time, the war on coal was a real thing, and it was done for political reasons. The leftists like to say, no, we stopped using coal because it's bad for the environment. If government puts regulations on one industry at the expense of the other, of course that industry is going to tank. We just need government to pass a law saying Big Macs are $3 more expensive than Whoppers. Well, guess what? Right. So people began to see coal suffer. And this was a targeted, deliberate effort by the Obama administration. 83,000 coal jobs were lost while he was president, a lot of them in Pennsylvania. They're coming back to work. Do you think they're going to vote for a guy who wants to put them out of a job again? I don't.
And for Joe Biden, I guess what he's got to wrestle with now is, does he try to empathize with the coal workers and then risk ticking off the extreme environmental left? Does he not talk about it? How does he play this one?
Yeah, that's a great point, and he's really in a bind. He is the front runner, no doubt, but the energy is with the environmental left, the party led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Bernie has tapped into that. So he can't alienate these people completely. He needs them, especially this summer, to go to county fairs and to knock on doors. But if he doesn't embrace the Green New Deal, if he doesn't embrace their radical environmental agenda, he's not going to get them. And I think it's actually going to undo his front-runner status and cause him to lose the nomination.
You wrote an op-ed recently, and you pointed out that Joe Biden bears an enormous amount of responsibility for the war on coal. And it'd be foolish for people to think, oh, yeah, it was just an Obama thing, and that the vice president was just, you know, out going to funerals and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, he likes to talk about how he's blue-collar Joe and how he understands the workforce. But he was vice president for 8 years. And like I said, the war on coal was real. It was targeted. It was the Obama EPA. It was executive action. And he sat by and did nothing. He didn't fight for coal jobs, which I care deeply about, but also just look at manufacturing jobs. Look at the jobs that Obama said, well, you need a magic wand to make them come back. I guess Trump found that magic wand. So if you're a coal miner in central PA, are you going to risk it for a guy whose name you recognize, Joe Biden, or are you going to vote for the president who has helped your industry make a resurrection?
And not just the coal miners themselves, but the entire community, because you point out, Daniel Turner, that entire communities were devastated by this war on coal.
Yeah, and that's the saddest part, and that's where the green groups, the green pieces, the Sierra Clubs, and the billionaires who fund them, like Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer, they never pay any heed to the fact that when 83,000 people lost their jobs in the last administration, those are families. That's school revenue that comes from taxes, right? Those are communities and small businesses, and there are whole parts of PA and West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, that were really destroyed by the last administration. Families broke apart. Towns have really died, and I've visited them throughout your state. What about them? What about their rights? What about their dignity? What about the respect they deserve? And so they're going to be battling back to come into the workforce. These towns aren't going to recover overnight. But boy, you got to think they're going to vote for a president who gave them some respect and helped them come back to life.
Daniel Turner is executive director of Power the Future. We're talking about Pennsylvania here on the Zioli Show, and Biden and Trump fighting for Pennsylvania. I also think, too, speaking of the extreme environmental left, you know, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, also now a presidential candidate, talked about banning buildings made of steel. Steel is also very important to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this is where we need to have some adults at the conversation, because I started Power the Future with the understanding that when you do things on behalf of the environment or to save the earth, you're given this wide berth to do crazy things like bankrupt coal towns, or in the case of de Blasio, say, we're going to ban the skyscraper. I mean, that is not a serious proposal. It's the proposal of a moron. What do skyscrapers do? People buy them for homes, or they put jobs in them, they put businesses in them. I think his city runs because of skyscrapers. And so for the mayor of New York to say, we're going to stop building skyscrapers, why don't we stop breathing? Then there'll be a lot less CO2 also.
Well, at that point, we should also outlaw hot dog vendor carts, because there's a lot of, you know, cow toots involved in that. So, you know.
And this is the nonsense of the environmental left, that they make these outrageous proposals, but look at what they do in their private life. Bernie Sanders is spending $300,000 a month on private jet travel for his campaign. And he says, well, I buy carbon offsets. But you're allowed to use a private jet, but you want to ban airplanes under the Green New Deal, right? Look at the amount of houses Michael Bloomberg owns. By the way, he has a private fleet of jets and helicopters. He's a very distinguished pilot, but he has 14 houses around the world. And he travels around the world telling people in the third world that they have to lower their carbon footprint. Wow, that takes a lot of gumption, right? So these people in their private life live one way, but they want government to mandate that we live another. And I will never respect a politician who has that.
Well said. Daniel Turner, Executive Director, Power of the Future. Where can we find you, Daniel, and the great work you're doing over there?
It's powerthefuture.com, or email me, daniel@powerthefuture.com, and I'm so grateful to be on your show.
And by the way, one last question. Why doesn't Michael Bloomberg convert his fleet of jets to wind power? I mean, you're up in the sky, you got the wind.
Why get, or just fly commercial, right? Just fly commercial
or
like
that.
The rest of us. Yeah.
Or that.
If I was worth $58 billion, I wouldn't be flying commercial either, but I would not be telling your listeners to follow my example.
Daniel, we'll talk to you again, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.